listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Today is August 12th, 2018. Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in Western Montana. The chat room is on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room, old bunker down there, waiting to accept any phone calls that might come in. And the phone number is 1-800-313-9443, and you're welcome to call in at any time. Be an interesting show tonight. I'm going to try to address some humor here, but anyway, I'm going to start out with two positive stories tonight. That's right, just two. So as Paul Harvey would say, stand by for news. But anyway, the first one here is UPS workers. I'm sure Blacklisted News Radio will talk about this. It's off their site there. But anyway, UPS workers have inadvertently made instructions to police on how they should deal with dogs without killing them. And I thought there's a really good humane article here. It goes on to talk about how they cope with the dogs that are aggressive and stuff when you walk into their yards. And, of course, that's because it's their yards. And that should be noted by everyone. And, of course, excuse me. The other one, though, is some kind of breaking news here out of Israel. And this is where tens of thousands protest in Tel Aviv against the nation-state law. And I know probably a lot of people haven't really paid attention to this, but if you go over there and you watch some of these videos there, and this isn't just Palestinians, it's Jewish people, too. And, I mean, they're actually... It's a big issue over there, and of course this is this if you want to call it Jewish supremacy, these Zionist nut jobs over there that keep pushing this. And you know, when people see these roads and stuff that says for Jews only and stuff, I mean, they want to talk about racism here and stuff. But anyway, if you want there's quite a few links to that. A lot of them are on Al Jazeera, a lot of them on Haaretz News, and there's some good interviews there if a person wants to do that. But it's really a positive side here that that the so-called sway or people's attention is actually turning towards getting away from all this massive Jewish-only stuff like that. And it should be that way. I mean, if the Zionists openly admit that they're behind all immigration and they're pushing it in different countries, as well as anyone has free access to this, they can use their own browser and their search engine and look up Israeli arms sales, and you'll find out that they're going right down exactly to El Salvador, Miramar, Nazi Ukraine, and the list goes on and on. And, of course, out of all this comes all this massive upheaval, in which then the rabbis get out there and they say, hey, look, Europe is too, it's too violent for the Jews. You must move to Israel. And up in Ukraine, the same thing. They arm the neo-Nazis, and then the neo-Nazis, they start screaming anti-Semitism. And then, of course, then they speak out again saying that all Jews must move to Israel. And this is a big push, as well as a video on YouTube where it is entitled there, Zionist Jews Admit That Immigration is Number One on Their Agenda. So if you watch that video there, it's about 8 or 9 minutes there, but it basically tells you about what's going on, why people are being driven, and the same thing with down in South Africa. And I have a different kind of a viewpoint on South Africa there, because these people are being moved to Russia, and that's fine. Russia's gladly accept them in there, just like Russia's offering free land still. It's in the eastern portion there, but I've looked at it. I didn't see that many mountains, so that's kind of a turnoff for me living here in Montana. But the point is, though, is here in America, you see this massive upsurge for people to get in touch with their more inner roots, whether you're white, black, or whatever, like that. It doesn't really matter. Whatever color you are, whatever race, whatever religion you are. And this is happening in Europe, too, where the people are getting tired of the Muslim invasion, which is done by George Soros. Again, you can put italics in there if you want. And again, people are being driven. Well, you're destroying cultures when you do that. And so people are demanding that they get their country back. So even with Trump, with Make America Great Again, actually the way things are going, it's going to be Gaza, so make it America Gaza also. But anyway, whether it's Germany, whether it's Spain, people are standing up and they're getting really tired of this stuff. And it was no different in Germany's era, back in the pre-war days, when Germany was instilling the pride and culture back into its people. They had the youth camps. Thank God back then they didn't have televisions. You imagine where the kids would have been. But anyway, they were all outdoors enjoying their camping and stuff, and they were getting back to their roots. And that's what people like. And I have no problem with people intermarrying and stuff, but this is the goal. As Kenneth and I was talking last week there, during one of the breaks there, I think it was, that all the TV commercials and stuff, you don't just see a white family or a black family or a Korean family. They're all intermixed. The children are, one child's black, the other one's an Asian, and the two parents are white. And I mean, they are destroying our cultures like that, you know, and people are speaking out about this because they're starting to realize what's going on. So, anyway, I have quite a few interesting stories here tonight here, but they're not good news. Anyone that would be watching the news there, and I'm not just talking about domestically here, I have enough where I tweet and stuff like that about the conditions in this country, and, of course, these politicians that well, even down in Australia, they just raised it $11,000 a plate, enough money to secure a so-called position for one of their politicians. And I keep thinking about the money that goes into that. And then when the party does get elected, we have it here in Montana, too, where they talk about, well, such a great politician they are. And I've been around for nearly six decades, and this country is getting worse. The tens of thousands that are unemployed, the many millions that are starving, the many millions that are homeless, the 300,000 veterans that were basically offed by the VA, and the 22 additional suicides committed by the veterans, subtract that from the other 112, or out of the 112 that are committing suicide. I noticed it on the radio here, the two-way here, scanning five counties here. The amount of suicide attempts are up. The partner family assaults is up. And, you know, a person just tries to draw the dots about, like, you know, what's causing what. And we see it's because people are very unhappy. A lot of it's due to financial problems there. And the governments don't care as long as the bankers are happy. And, of course, the bankers are more, you know, willing to help you sink yourself into more and more debt, because eventually when you default, and also because they've made the bankruptcy laws so strict anymore, that a person can't just write things off. So the banks just love it. And, of course, they'll wind up just like it is with health care and stuff, that when you get to a certain physical condition, you go in for you know, a doctor to see what the doctor would diagnose what's wrong with you, and either it's terminal or it's whatever. And that's where Goldman Sachs here about a month and a half ago had said that there's no benefit in curing disease. And this is right from the Goldman Sachs. So you're supposed to get out there automatically and hawk your home. And then you're inundated with the commercials on TV again where they tell you that the average funeral is $8,000. Make sure you have the adequate insurances because you don't want to leave all that debt to your loved ones. And it's the same scare tactics over and over. And this is in the break there, of in between there, of where they're trying to inundate you with all the crap to buy out there from corporate America of things that you might want, but of course you don't need. And I often think about that, too, the fact of my relatives that grew up here in Montana in the olden days, and how they didn't have the pristine ability to be able to just skip into town like we do. Missoula, to me, is about 40 miles away, 43. And my uncle, Lloyd, used to tell me, oh, there's a place just outside Ravalli, about 8 or 9 miles from here, where you can see the old remnants from the old highway that used to go into Missoula there. And my uncle commented how they used to drive their Model T on that. And, of course, that was back in the early 30s and 40s. But, yeah, you know, things change, and you know, and commerce is great. But a lot of this stuff we don't need. And, of course, that's why most people, farmers and stuff, they all bartered. And one of the guys across the street over here had a nice welding shop he took down with cancer. He was a Marine, proudly served his country. And then, of course, I don't know whether it was because of being around all that, the Healy arc gases and all this stuff like that from welding, that eventually it took its toll on him. Just like a lot of ham operators, you sit there with your head over a soldering iron for hours sometimes like that, that, you know, the soldering fumes aren't good for you. But anyway. But we're at a point in this country here where there's so much wrong, and these politicians, they just keep wanting you to support them and support them. And then they get in office, and then, as I was saying there, nearly six decades, and I haven't seen anything getting better. It's in fact, it's getting worse. And, of course, the government lies to you about all their jobs reports and stuff, about they've created so many jobs. And then they admit later somewhere, like in small print, where it was service jobs. And those are all part-time jobs, which, of course, pay no benefits. And I played that video on here, too, with George Bush, talking to that elderly lady, and she said that she worked three jobs. And Bush replied to her, but that's uniquely American. And I thought that, no, there's nothing American about that. American was, we had 40-hour work weeks, we had full-time benefits paid to our employer and stuff, and that's because we had strong unions and whichever. But now all the unions have been politicized, and they do no benefit whatsoever for the people. They're just, they're like lobbyists. That's about all they are. But anyway, there's some more news here breaking on Hillary Clinton here. Devin Nunes has just reported here that the Clinton campaign colluded with nearly every top official at the Department of Justice and FBI. And it goes on to say here that in an interview they had with Fox, and of course I don't watch Fox here, I got to get off the web, but of course the topic was the Trump dossier, and of course Christopher Steele. But it goes on to talk here about the fact that this Orr, who was also in there, who was the fourth highest ranking official in the Justice Department, will testify before the House Judiciary Committee on August 28th to answer why he had 60 contacts with this fake dossier author Chris Steele. And this goes clear back as far as January 2016. And I can't remember, I should have looked that up there, but I can't remember when Trump announced his official running for the presidency. But it was somewhere in that general area, because I remember on Twitter, a few of the friends there were trying to tell me to, you're going to vote for Trump, you know. But anyway. But it shows you the actual collusion and all this backward stepping there. And more we're seeing that this entire theme or narrative is just being eroded more and more. And that's why today we're having all these distractions. And I was talking to Kenneth earlier. whether they're having this alt-right type of marches and the Black Lives Matter. These are all division things that are to keep us busy. And if you notice, if you see any of these videos and stuff, you and I probably, if we wanted to go down to some area and demonstrate or whatever like that, we would have to get a piece of cardboard and draw with a big marker on it whatever our thing was that we wanted to disseminate to the world in case the camera was looking there or something like that. But these people in all these movements right now have all these really nice, high-quality printed signs. And for the most part, Americans cannot afford that. So you know that someone is behind this, whether it's George Soros or what like that. And that's why I really don't touch on that type of issues there, because I know that they are basically a distraction. Yes, they are important, but we're seeing where in one of these Black Lives Matter videos there, the speaker with her little megaphone was telling everyone that this is a no cops event. And she said that if any cops show up, to basically shoo them away, that this is a no cops event. And I'm seeing this trend where even up in Canada there, where the two law enforcement officers were shot and killed, that more and more of the police, I've got my own opinions on law enforcement because of being around them for so many years and their function nowadays. But the police are being made into the targets. And, of course, this, I believe, in my personal opinion, is part of the policy or plan too, is because remember, for years now they have been militarizing the police, and they can't bring the military in because of posse comitatus there, but they can use a militarized police, and that's why all these SWAT teams and stuff look good with their MRAP vehicles and whatever to bust down someone's door for smoking a natural plant or something like that. But I call these trial runs or whatever like that. But anyway, I do have a video here. It's And like I say, I'm not into politics here, but I think the video was great. There is some graphics to the video that you'd have to see the video to actually explain it. I'm not talking about actual graphically, but I mean images and stuff of what is being done to this country right now. So this one here is taken from Western Journal there. And Kenneth, would you want to play that for me real fast? Oh, wait. I'll wait for after the break, okay? That's only a minute. I think we got a minute here. Go ahead and play it there, Kenneth, okay? If he's around. It isn't. Oh, okay. All right. I'll tell you, Ken's going to fool with that there, and then I'll tell you what, we'll go to the break there after this, and then if he gets it working, we'll play it after the break. But anyway. It's a good video there because it shows you that the actual stuff that's going on in this country. I heard a click in there, but...
A few years ago, ideas that we talked about were thought to be fringe ideas, radical ideas, extremist ideas. Those ideas are now mainstream.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless c***.
What's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women?
One way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy, so please bring on the recession.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
That's good. Thanks, Kenneth. Anyway, the commercial there shows you basically what they're doing. They are trying to incite to riot. And if anyone looks at Title 18 laws, this is subversion of the government. And this is from the mainly the far, far left, you know. And of course, they're trying to claim that they're so far left that they're right. But anyway, the point is this politics and stuff is tearing this country apart, and nothing is getting done. Do you see any of the politicians working on the homelessness, the starving? No, but they are trying to push war, and that's where the rest of this show will be about. So anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Thank you for joining. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you
get. And you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk Radio. Truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder than go. Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and you're welcome to call in and share your ideas or viewpoints. I found this other interesting story here. This is out of investors.com in their political section there. The U.S. has 3.5 million more registered voters than live adults. It's a red flag for electoral fraud. And I also watched a video on how they're hacking these election machines. You can just push a button on the top, stick a ballpoint pin on the side, and you can reboot the voting machine like that, and it comes up with its parameters, and then you can start hacking away. There's nothing secure on the voting system. And of course, we're not supposed to be worried about that because, remember, Russia did it. Anyway. But the article goes on to say that according to a new study of the U.S. Census data, and this, of course, how they got these numbers there, that America has more registered voters than actual live voters. And it's a troubling fact because it's putting the nation's future in peril, especially when you can read for yourself about the illegal immigrants that are being registered to vote, prisoners now that are being able to vote, and these guys have felonies and all. The millions of dead voters, people with Social Security cards that should be like almost 120 some years old that are still alive and voting. I mean, they have to fix. And sadly, though, if Donald Trump wants to secure his 2020 election, he's going to have to do something about the voting issues in this country here. And there are some steps, but there's always a pullback, too, because they've just admitted that both the RNC and DNC both use a little bit of this skimming, I guess you call it, to get on there. And I can take what this small stuff is. You know, it's a given. There's going to be fraud somewhere like that. But my biggest issue I've always had is I can't stand corporate, because the United States is a federal corporation, and these big CEOs will pump out millions of dollars out of their little kitties, their little petty cash funds, and buy a politician. And in lieu of that, speaking of the elections, the DNC here about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, had voted to ban fossil fuel companies from donations. This refers back to in 2016, oil and gas companies spent $7.6 million on the Democratic races compared to the $53.7 million in direct donations to Republicans. So, I mean, we're talking there, what is it, $61 million, basically, that these big companies were buying the politicians with. And, of course, we know that it's the same scenario. Once you get someone in office there, then all of a sudden comes a payback. You know, hey, I helped you get you, you know. So they want their little payoffs here. But anyway, in lieu of that, now come 3 months later, and there's another article about this where it says absolute failure, where the DNC's resolution reversing the ban on the donations from fossil fuel PACs. It just goes to show you that there is so much corporate influence, and that's why when you see these politicians get elected, oh, they scurry around for making all their promises, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and as I mentioned earlier, I haven't seen anything change. And then after they're in office for a year, then suddenly they're starting to work on their reelection stuff. And that's another thing that just makes me mad. I don't ever see anything going on. And like Congress, as I mentioned before, they work between 130 to 180 days a year, sometimes 200. They get paid $174,000, and they can vote their own raises when they want. But if you look at the net worth, any politician, just go to your wiki pages or whatever like that, or look up what Party X net worth is. And these people are worth tens of millions of dollars. So where does that money come from? Well, it comes from all these super PACs and all these lobbyists that are buying everyone off. Anyway, I have an interesting story coming up here next, which will soon be over here anyway, so it's coming. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Double talk is all you get.
And you You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Chat room is slow tonight, but anyway, I didn't notice before there, but I got admonished there by Kenneth there. But we have a caller online, Rhonda from Missouri. I hope you're having a good evening.
Yeah, hi Keith, how are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. A lot of pain, but I'm hanging in there.
Yep. Hey, I was listening to your broadcast. You're talking about the debt and how they like to leave it to family after someone dies.
Yeah.
Well, they take it a step further. When the medical establishment killed my mom by giving her Levaquin, we actually had, I don't know who it was, a government, maybe Medicare, to see what kind of assets she had. We're like, no, but do you want her debt? The only way I think you're going to get into trouble with that is if you're a co-signer. Like, my sister was on her American Express with her, and then she became liable for the debt.
Actually, Rhonda, that, you know, you bring up a good point there, because, you know, when I had first got married to my wife back in the 80s, she had a JCPenney account, and my new daughter, Caribou, at the time, she was pushing the thing off and on, turn it off and on. It's one of the little 13-inch color things like that. But anyway, it went right out. And so my wife tried to work it out through JCPenney, and they wouldn't deal with her like that. So she said, screw it, I'm not going to pay for it. Well, then the inundation of phone calls came of them them trying to collect on it like that, and they told me at the time that they couldn't talk to me because it was in my wife's name. Well, they've changed that. And
so
just
that,
like,
you are responsible, right?
Yes, yeah. and in Britain now, they're making you sell your home for unsecured debt. And here in Montana, I got a form from the state over the Medicare, Medicaid there that says that if I enter into anything long-term or something like that, that the state can seize my property.
Nice.
So
the other thing I wanted to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to change subject a little bit, but I wanted to say, if anybody ever has an opportunity to take a political survey, it is so much fun. I had one today call, I think. Well, it's for the Republican Party candidate for the Congress, Missouri, going against Claire McCaskill, and the other one was it was local, to see if she could remain in office. But either way, Ann Wagner. But when he got to the question, he said, because they ask you other things too besides candidate-related issues.
Right.
Because he said something about she voted against more gun control. And I said, well, more people, whoever wants a gun is going to get it, so it doesn't matter. So I agree with her on that point. So what's the point of having more background checks is what it was.
Right.
I was like, nope, no point. He goes, well, here's the next question. Well, what do you think would help solve the gun violence in the United States? And I said, I don't think my answer is going to be on your form. Can you fill in the blank? You know what I said?
Tell the deep state to stop
funding fake false flags.
Well, here's another one. I believe it's antiwar.com there, where the in Chicago, it has been noted where they're just dropping off crates of guns in the back alleys and stuff. You can search that and find it. It's a good article. But, you know, again, this is all on the premise of they're trying to cause all this hate and stuff. And whenever anyone asks me about guns, and, you know, like, well, I think I should stop anyone having guns. This is, well, where was your voice when the Fast and Furious and ATF armed all those drug cartels, in which now we have all those people flowing across the border? Where was your beautiful voice there when the Congress had spent over 700 and some odd million, I guess it's over a billion now, but to arm all those rebel terrorists and stuff through the NTC in Libya and the, I mean, and then they say that, well, we got Syrians and stuff coming across the border. We got ISIS down in Mexico. You know, where was their staunch, admonition that, well, about guns when the Congress and stuff was doing this as millions of Americans are starving and stuff like that, you know?
Right.
So if people had jobs, I was just going to say, if people had jobs and working, you don't have time to go out and do that stuff. You're supporting a family and everything else. That's the structure, and that's what we're seeing collapse in this country. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the other question they had, or the other comment they made about this particular candidate, was that she was adamantly against Obamacare. Would that make me vote? I mean, would I still vote for her if she was? I said, absolutely. I said, the medical establishment killed my mom. But besides that, I said, here's where you get to enlighten some of these people. I said, Obama, and I heard this on RBN, I can't remember what show, somebody played a clip of him over in Kenya giving a speech saying that he was the first non-citizen president of the United States. I heard that from RBN.
Yeah, I saw that clip too.
Yeah, and then I said, And not to mention, he was the first person married to a man in office. So, yeah, okay. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous how stupid this is getting. But, the whole time he's like, oh, I agree. It was great. I don't know if I enlightened him at all. He might have already sounded like he already knew all this stuff. But anyway, that's all I wanted to share with you is that political calls can be fun. They don't have to be a drag. So, and you can fill in the blank with your own answer. All right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I just heard a noise here. Oh, yeah, no problem there. I was checking to see the dogs there. It sounded like someone was wheezing or something like that. But all right, well, hey, you know, everything's so screwed, especially with politics. That's why I'm not political like that. I like to be able to bash them freely, so I'm non-political. Anyway, thanks for calling in. Okay. All right, Kevin in West Virginia. There. Good evening, Kevin. I hope you're having a good night.
I am. I hope you're having a good night as well. I want to bring something to your attention that's going on in my state.
Sure.
There is the entire West Virginia State Supreme Court justices are all being impeached, and I think a few of them, there's indictments. There's 17 different articles of impeachment for these six.
Really?
Yes. Now, here's the crazy thing. Here's the real crazy thing. Every time I look at corruption or try to, like, investigate a little bit in corruption, I find an underlying theme. And the underlying theme that I find is pedophilia. Now, I've read some of these things, these charges, and they have a column that's marked other crimes. That's it, just other crimes. My question is, what are these other crimes? I think it's the pedophilia thing.
Yeah, it probably is, but generally in a case like that, I've seen this where they won't do anything because of the defamation like that, because later on they could be sued if they'd said that this was what it was and it wasn't. So I think until these indictments are unsealed and like that, but that's interesting. I'll look that up there after I get done with the show here, okay?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, I don't think this has ever been done in the United States history where the entire state Supreme Court legislation is all impeached at one time.
Well, it's about time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
I'm just waiting for the gallows. You know, it's like those old Westerns, and the guy was sitting in jail, and he heard the guys out there banging there as they're building the gallows there.
Nah, this is crazy. We're in some crazy times. Absolutely insane.
I guess it's on Fox News. It's on Fox News there. Kenneth just sent me the link there.
I didn't see it on Fox. When I first heard it was Michael Rivera's show with What Really Happened. When I heard that, I just started researching, and I had a bunch of friends call me up like, hey, did you hear this? And then the more I researched into it, the more I keep getting stonewalled with other crimes. I really want to know what the other crimes are.
I didn't catch Mike's show Friday. I was having a really bad pain day like that, so I slept as much as I could to kind of melt away from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, well, thanks, and I'll look in that story there, okay?
Yes, sir. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, okay? I guess Granny's on the phone here. We got a few more minutes for the break here, which is good. So, Granny, good evening from Missouri. I hope you're doing fine.
I'm doing great. Can't complain. It wouldn't do any good if I did.
Yeah. Hey, Granny, before you start talking about something, let me, what do you think about all this provoking of this racism stuff? You live in the South.
It's communism. The communists are doing it.
Yeah.
The Democrats are communists. And the sooner people realize that, the better we can start working on this problem.
Yeah, I heard the term democratic socialist communist.
Well, all I know is their tactics are communism. Right. And they're trying to take down this country. Pure and simple. It's not complicated to see it. And all of this stuff that we're seeing is nothing but Hillary and Soros and Obama's color revolution. These people are all being paid.
Yeah, remember, they always said the destruction of America would come down from the inside. But anyway, what was your point you were going to call in and talk about, young lady?
Well, I was listening to Rhonda. And I can't stand Claire McCaskill. She's in it for the money. She don't give a damn about nothing but the money.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the guns go, you know what I find that that just makes me laugh. Just like the Hogster, David Hogg, son of an FBI agent, and all these people that are clamoring for gun control, which we know it's the dual Israeli citizens sitting in Congress. You know, they're the ones that's been trying to get our guns for all these years, and they got they're not going to get the guns.
You know, what's his name? Chuck Woolery, when he made that quote there about Stalin and Lenin being Jews on Twitter there, and boy, he got raked over for being anti-Semitic. I was listening to William Cooper in one of his recordings on the archive.org there, where he goes in talking about the foundation of the ADL, how it's supported and sponsored the KKK and these other groups. And these were all used designed to ferment the hate and stuff, which we see today. And that's why, like over in London right now with Corbyn there, they're screaming anti-Semitism like that, but 70% of his voting base is Jewish. But, you know, they keep playing that wild card of anti-Semitism like that it's because he's for the people. And they don't want people. They want people that are destined to soak people into debt and everything through this massive socialism.
Well, you're right. Our worst enemy is already in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we knows who they are. We knows exactly who they are.
That's the hook to the story.
That's right. You got it right. They have infiltrated and taken over this country. And I kind of find it weird. They want us disarmed because there's a lot of Christians, millions of Christians in this country who are not going to give up their guns. I got news for them.
That's 100 million people with guns, and that's what they fear.
Right, and we all have more than one
mm-hmm.
gun. And some of them have never been registered, so how in the hell are they going to confiscate guns they don't even know exist? They're hidden. You know, they're delusional. They're psychopaths. And they got their heads are all twisted and full of stinking thinking.
Well, you know, Kenneth and I was talking about there's like a static in the country right now. Everyone's feeling it that something big's about ready to happen there. I've talked to you on Twitter about that we're going to have a Black Friday event that isn't going to be about sales. It's going to be about people clamoring over each other. I mean, that's how bad it's going to get. This is what they want, to invoke their DOJ. What's his name again? Mueller.
Mueller. There's your nice crooked SOB.
Yeah, I gotta find an image here. I got off of here from a quote here, but I gotta drop all my screen. This is what Mueller said. We must move as quickly as possible in a one world government, a one world religion under one world leader. Robert Mueller.
And you posted that. I read that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know. He helped cover up 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
He was also the bad man that took the uranium, carried it to Moscow.
Yep. And Clapper's no better either. And they're all in the same party.
Right. Well, the top brass of the FBI, they're all crooked Hillary fixers. They have been for years. And, I mean, it just amazes me that people believe all this crap they're hearing. Because we know, Keith, that if we give up our guns, we know what comes next. That has ever given up their guns, any people, have been followed by their own genocide. So no way I'm going to give up my guns. But we know that if they disarm Americans, guess who's going to be the only people that have the guns? The police state and the criminals.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier,
criminals would love to see us all unarmed.
Yeah, Patty, as I mentioned earlier, see again, you can't invoke right away the posse comitatus. So what you do is you militarize the police, and then you cause the uprising against the police, which sparks the martial law.
Well, what they're trying to do with their little color revolution, they're trying to start a race war. They've been trying to start one for a long time. And Obama took us back 60 years. He took us back 60 years. What can I say? I grew up in the 50s.
Yeah, and
I
they
know
brag
what went
about
on.
Yeah, and they brag about doing it.
Right. I was old enough to remember that blacks couldn't even come inside the restaurant. They had to be served in the back. I can remember going to the movies, and the blacks had to sit in the balcony. They couldn't sit down with the rest of us. You know, what kind of BS is that? Yeah. They paid just like we did. Why can't they come in and sit down with us?
It's the same way I thought.
This is so stupid. I have a lot of black friends, and we're older women, and we just shake our heads. We can't believe what we're seeing now coming from these black hoodlums and the white hoodlums. The whites are trying to get black, and the blacks are trying to get white. I've never seen anything like it in my life. They're running around with their pants down around almost to their knees, and I'm standing in line at the dollar store trying to buy something, and I told this one kid, I said, pull your damn pants up. I said, not only is that disrespectful, I don't want to stand here and have to look at your drawers.
Right.
I said, pull your pants up, idiot.
I used to do that with the kids with their baseball caps on backwards. I just walked by them, I grabbed their hat and spin it around like that, saying, "There, now you look like a young gentleman." You know.
Well, these kids do not understand where that pants on the ground comes from. It originated in prison, and they wore their pants down to tell bubbas that they were available.
Yeah, it's like the handkerchiefs hanging in the back pocket. Anyway, I got a break here, Patty, so I got to let you go. Okay.
Okay, nice talking.
All right, yeah, my love to you, okay?
You too,
we'll be
bye-bye.
Right, all right, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you want to vent your frustrations,
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. I see Twitter's goofing with my feed again. Every time I click on something, it says the tweet's been deleted. I get so sick and tired of this. Anyway, here's one from England, and this is where I talked to you earlier. It'll be coming here pretty soon. It's here already. But anyway, kids, back to school time. Actually, I should have said Scotland, but it's all the same over there. But anyway, unless you're in the Brexit movement. Anyway, right now over in Scotland, the mums and dads are out there with their five-year-olds. They'll be busy buying their school uniforms. Over there, they have uniforms. And, of course, cleaning out lunch boxes and tracking down the lost PE kits and all stuff from the prior year. And then heading back to school. Well, this year's curriculum over there is where the teachers across Scotland are all set to have a discussion here about what this is, where all the kids will be taught from primary one, that's 5 years old, are to be taught that it's up to them to decide if they are a boy or a girl. I read that story there and I thought, you know, when I was about five there, all I can remember about that time is I had a pee-pee. What was it, two weeks ago, I read the story from Australia where they had the first 4-year-old transgendered surgery. Now, you're not supposed to point out the fact that, like here in America, most transgenders have a rise in suicide rates of 40%. And I guess that would depend on where your activity is and stuff like that, like Bradley Manning or Chelsea Manning. She keeps busy by right now going down to Australia and talking about her life. I liked the kid better when I knew he had balls. But anyway, but this gender baiting, it's the same thing as the racial divisions right now. They have got people so screwed up, they don't know where they're at anymore. When I grew up, I had two sibling brothers and two sibling sisters. We all knew what our genders were. We all got married. Some of us had kids. Some couldn't, like that, you know. But the point was, there was none of this this crap that we have now. Just like we never heard of autism and crap like that when we were younger, too. You knew your friends were a little off, and sometimes you might have used the word queer. But I don't remember any of this stuff that is currently today, and I feel so sorry for not only my children today that are in their early 30s or late 20s, but also I feel sorry for my grandkids about what's coming up in this world here. And this is not the world that I had envisioned about leaving to my children. So, but anyway, we have more news here, which is more serious, coming up here, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Right back.
Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice. The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.